Listen now to Once Upon a Time, brought to you with the kind compliments of Briars. Enjoy a scoop of Briar's goodness today.
Gather the children around. It's now time for Once Upon a Time, a storytelling moment for children each day, helping to keep their minds productive during this uncertain time.
The Adventures of Lisbeth, written by Lizzo F. Daisy. Lisbeth was born in South America, where all the boys and girls speak Spanish. When Lisbeth was a baby, her mom and dad moved to the English-speaking Caribbean. As Lisbeth grew up in the Caribbean, she spent most of her weekends exploring the island with her parents. One Saturday morning, Lisbeth went to the beach with her mom and dad. Lisbeth was so happy to spend the day at the beach that she brought her doll to share in the excitement. Lisbeth made sand castles with her blue bucket and her yellow shovel. Lisbeth started to feel hot, so with the help of her parents, she put on her pink life vest and they took her for a swim in the ocean. Lisbeth loved riding the waves, and her dad was very good at riding the waves. The waves started to get a bit too high for Lisbeth, so her mom and dad decided to take her out of the water. While Lisbeth was drying off, she saw her friend Mark from school. Mark brought his puppy to the beach, and he asked Lisbeth to join him for a walk with his new puppy named Chili. As Lisbeth was walking along the beach with Mark and Chili, they spotted a rock shaped like the letter T. Lisbeth picked up the rock and placed it in her blue bucket. As they walked on, Mark saw a big tall tree, so he and Lisbeth went under the tree to get some shade from the sun. While they were under the tree, they saw another rock shaped like an H, and Lisbeth placed it in her bucket. Lisbeth and Mark continued walking. As the two friends walked on, Lisbeth noted something sparkling on the sand. When they all got closer, they realized it was a piece of smooth purple glass. "Look," Lisbeth exclaimed, as she saw two small rocks next to the purple glass. One of the rocks was shaped like an N, and the other rock was shaped like a K. Once more, Lisbeth added the two rocks to her collection in her bright blue bucket. Mark told Lisbeth it was time to feed the puppy. So Mark, Lisbeth, and Chili turned around and went back to get some dog food from the picnic basket. As they were making their way back, Lisbeth spotted and ran after a baby snow crab, which she wanted to catch. The snow crab, however, was too fast for Lisbeth and crawled into a hole. Next to the hole, Lisbeth saw a rock shaped like a Y and quickly put it in her blue bucket with her other rocks. As they continued walking, Mark saw almonds on the sand that had fallen from an almond tree. Mark decided to gather a few almonds to carry home. Mark was planning to ask his dad to crack open the almonds so that he could eat the nuts on the inside. While he was gathering almonds, he saw a rock shaped like an O. He knew Lisbeth would like the rock for her rock collection, so he gave it to her. Lisbeth was happy to see such an unusual rock, so she put it in her blue bucket. Lisbeth, Mark, and Chili finally made it back to the picnic basket. By this time, not only was the puppy really hungry, but Lisbeth and Mark as well. The two friends sat on a beach towel and ate some cheese and tomato sandwiches. After Chili had finished eating, he started sniffing around the sand. Mark and Lisbeth went to see what the puppy had found. Lisbeth said, "Look, Chili found another rock in the shape of a U." After a few minutes, they were able to spell out the words, "Thank you." When Lisbeth and Mark saw what they had spelled out with the rocks, they became excited and called their parents to show them what they had done. All the mums and dads were proud to see what the children had done. Lisbeth and Mark told their parents that they had a great day at the beach and wanted to say thank you for such a fun time. The Adventures of Lisbeth. Remember to say thank you. Written by Lizzo F. Daisy.
That was Once Upon a Time, a storytelling moment for children each day, helping to keep their minds productive during this uncertain time. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same place, for another Once Upon a Time.
That was Once Upon a Time, brought to you with the kind compliments of Briars. Enjoy a scoop of Briars goodness today.